is, so we trust Nakum. We rely on Nakum. So he says, no. Why should we rely on Nakum? Nakum has known Emunis, especially here. And Nakum has known Emunis, especially here, when he has a very good motive to lie. Because he gets paid from everyone that uses the mikveh. So he gets a certain fee for the use of the mikveh. So in melee, it is beneficial to him to falsify. So how can an Akum have mnemonis? A Yisroel has mnemonis, but an Akum, Stam Akum, does not have mnemonis. Kosh Nikant Yishanoel Vichovim, Yim Mimleyo, the Nikol Shriyas, Al Kimle Mimle, Klau Avru, Avru Mimleyo, Hech She Yishashech Nechzero. Furthermore, he says, even if before it was Mleyo, and then no one watched over it, and it was exposed to changes. Maybe the Akum emptied out the water and then he filled it up with new water, fresh water. And then the Akum says, no, I didn't empty out the old water that was all right and fill it up with new water. But it's the same water. The Akum does not have the money. Because it might be profitable for him to lie. In other words, because, let's say, the old water might be a little filthy. So then, people will not use it. But if he empties out the old water, and he fills it up with fresh water, surely, then people, so it will be clean. So maybe people will use it. So he'll get his fee. So how can we trust the apple? Hello. Oh, but what about the horse? אלו בתשובה זה ראש מיילה שאירי לכחובי יוחמיש פרשום אלו דרגגי נמצא דהבר שאובו שימשכו וכושר אם יש רב מייל כשאירי דהיינו יחוב על הצוי וכדיסו לכמה סיב מדלת וזה מבוי הבתשובה זה ראש שום שאירי בסיוסף ממילא יחשש רק בין שום חוב על הצוי שאירי אבל עתו מיילה יוחמי לכחובי מיש פרשום ולא ימשוכם ויוז יש פסול, אפילו במיור רק חוס עשו אחחס, משמוכים לעמי לכלל, שיש חשש שיחנך סרו, אפילו סו אחחס. So he says that the tour and the Jewish Rosh have reference to two different situations. He says, the Rosh, when the Rosh says to the Jewish, that when don't we trust the apple, and we cannot use it, only if there wasn't Chavalet Tzor original. But if there was a Chavalet Tzor, Ma'ishen Yisum original in the Mikveh, then we can use the Mikveh. And so the Rosh has reference to the cave where the Mikveh is closed. And the Akum has no key to the Mikveh. He cannot reach it. But the only way, so how did it come filled up to Mentor when originally it only had Chavalet Tzor, but there is a channel through the roof. He can fill it up through the roof. So now if he fills it up through the roof, so then it's Amtoche. And Amtoche, the beer of Amtoche is kosher. So from the middle of the whole day, if you have, let's say, 90 saw originally, now you see 40 saw, it's 40 saw, and so then you cannot do that, even though the Akum says it's just mainly by itself. So the Akum is saying the money. But if you had originally 21 stuff, and the only way that it can filled up to Mentor was to Amtoche, because the mikveh is closed and he has no key. And Amtoche will be a kosher. So maybe it's kosher. So it's not that we trust the Akum. We don't have to trust it. Because it couldn't have been filled up any other way. It couldn't have been filled up any other way. So he says, that's why the Rosh says that if the word of originally of our store, so then it's kosher. The Akum is Nemo. It's not that the Akum is Nemo. We don't have to resolve them in Nemo. Because we know by ourselves what happened. It's because the mikveh is closed. Matein in the tour,
has reference to a day where the Yitzchak is accessible to Yaakov, and Yaakov can do with it whatever he wants. He can dump water as much as he wants. So then the two will say things like this, and he says, the Yaakov is not Nemrod, even if originally the walk of our soul, so what is originally the walk of our soul? But maybe he dumped in Yitzchak, and maybe he emptied out and filled it up. Filled it up with new water, you see. So in such a case, that's why the two of you say to me then. But the male is such a day from the false sensation. Of what two male and yoga is coming to the church of the Lord himself. The old means to a few of the male, that chota to aha. In the water, you are in the cloud, to the statue of the master of the aha. But two women, these are in the church of the Lord. Die Sache dort wiederum. Die Hände ihre Halloche der Meister. Und wo muss, und wo in der Jungs die Kostum kann also von der Ruch. Wenn ich das, was die mir nicht zum Kopf alles so, ich so will ich nicht, die kann mir nicht kommen, die da auch Kostum nicht zu bekommen. Na, ich bin zu dir, wenn ich von Kaffee erzähle, erzähle ich mit Joseph. But, mit Joseph, certainly did not make that mistake, is that that an Akum has, that some Akum has the money. But that's true, it's not that he double posted. He says, may he have taken his Akum to have no money. After all, he has devoted to life. Of course, an Akum has no money. In the case where he has devoted to life, in the case where the Akum cannot gain anything for that he thinks it's not his own. That where the Akum has no motive to life, then an Akum is also enemy. Because also the Duke can have seen on. Why should he be makri when he doesn't gain anything? When is Nakum Khoshi to be makri to July when he can gain something? But if he can't gain that, but in this day, he gets paid. So he has emotion to lie. So how does the Joseph say, how does Joseph say that he keeps the question in the Rabbanon, so then the Akum has no money? Why should he have no money? But it's not that he's ever possible. The Gemara says in Menoche, I think it's back in Dalai, let the Chayles be part of the Menoche. The Rechaitin on the Bible. In other words, what is Chayles? Chayles is a chutz of the text that the dye blue. How is the dye blue? You cannot say just, you can use the dye blue. That will not make it closer. But if it is dyed by the blood of the Chalot, so when you use that as a dye, so then it turns blue. So that's but there are other chemicals that accomplish the same thing, they fly in, also will produce the same type. Will only produce blue. Now, you know that the price is saying, you know that one is allowed to have clear to buy chayel from Gentile merchants. How do we know that it's chayel? Maybe it's chayel? Because even in Maranatha, it's a chayel. Even in Maranatha, I mean, that's a special animal. If you want to find out whether a certain product has a non-kosher ingredient or has chomet, so what you have to do is to call up the chemist that they have defend, and these chemists write you a letter that these are the ingredients, so then you can rely on it, even if that's in the ice. Because women, the maranatai. Women, the maranatai. But of course, you have to get your letter from them. Not if you tell you something wrong, because if you tell you something on the telephone, then you can rely on it. How can you prove that? But if you have a written letter from them, so then you can rely on it. Let's say if you want to know if certain alcohol is derived from Muhammad or makes it better. So if you have the letter from the chemist who is responsible for every statement that you need, so then you can rely. So what's the affair? After all, an Akum has no money, but an Akum doesn't have no money, and his oil has no money. So he doesn't have to resort to any money. Every Stam Yisrael has the money. An Akum, some Akum does not have the money, just because it's Kesha. Maybe he doesn't tell the truth. But if he's a new man and if he says something in the course of his profession, so then he can secure Because if you need useless for them, then it will hurt you for them. Now imagine if I say the head chemist of the Monsanto Chemical Company would misrepresent, and then it would hurt. He's not only professing, the whole planet is in the head. So no matter, there is an underhead. There is an underhead that he wouldn't lie. So because of that aloha, so the Chanoch is making that we can buy, let's say, the male money in Hogwarts. How do you know it's made a lady? Maybe it's young Elsa. Apparently, I mean, some male lady could look the same as young. As young. The answer is because even the man are not young. So that's the law. And the Talmud we learn, then we can say that if it's failed, tasted from the male lady, it's normal. And he tells us, that there is no time hollow in the bottle, no time bottle in the hollow. So the name is Nemon. Why? Because we're in the Manasai. So the question is, why does the Kaif say it is so much quicker that even in the Rabbonon, Enakum is not Nemon, because we have the motive. But here it's not just a Samakum from the street. It is that is profession, that is application. In other words, he reaches out the mystery. I mean, yes, people read the mystery. So that is profession, if we will misrepresent the fact, it will hurt his profession. It will hurt his application. From a male age, like, let's be clear, he's not an author. So why would the time say it's such a secret that there's no money, even if I'm wrong? So then something very simple answer. The question to you is that when we apply the aloha of even the man of fly and not to make the money, it is easy to check on. And to verify it. But it is very difficult to check on him. So then we don't tell him the man of fly. So over there are two clear to talk aloha. So of course, the person who is not an expert, he wouldn't be able to distinguish between Klayim and Klayim. But the experts, those who are knowledgeable, they have certain tests, and they can find out whether this dye is Klayim or this dye is from the Mahalongan. There are many ways. The way I mean, analyze something. So that's the way we can find out whether the dye is from the Mahalongan or it's Klayim. So in many ways, we say, even the man of Jai, but there is here, who can check on him? Who can check on him? Who will find out whether it was to Amtoche, or it was by simply dumping him? Who can find out? So everything is possible, but it's not so easy to find it out. So in many ways, the task to you is that the Nakum does not have any money, even the rabbi. Apparently, the teacher of the Bishyoset is that even the rabbi say here is the Bishyoset. The Bishyoset agrees with the Tzad that when the Gemara says in Nochet, when we pray to the Nochet, we have seen on the Tzayim, why? Because even the Maran of Tzayim, so it's only when it's easy to verify. It means that we just have to ask an expert. And when the Rabbo says that the tailor, the cook, the baker, when he pays, so we believe him, even though he's not in here, he's human, and he gives it to the Rabbo. So again, the same thing, because we can ask other boys, let's say, suppose you are. It's easy to find out whether he's telling the truth or not. We ask other people, but they're going. Of course, it's not so easy to ask the Jew, unless the Jew is not a servant, I mean, you're not allowed to ask him. But suppose there is a Jew who, because of his macros, he is a condom, so he has to do that. So then he can also tell us, and then we can find plenty of goyim who is able to say, from the mainland, you can check on him. From the mainland, you say, who will manage it? But here, who checks? So the distance agrees that even without the device, we can only apply the law of Rimana if it can easily be verified. But if it can be verified only in difficulty, now it's not that it's impossible. Everything can be verified. But it requires a lot of effort to check and get access. So mainly the highest is your determination. But in the Rabbanon, we apply the halacha of even the Maran Atzaya, even if it's not easy to verify. And the people of the Tazi, that even in the Rabbanon, we don't apply the halacha of women in Maran Atzaya. He got out in Israel, he retired today with the Mayon, the Eli Hakim, kim da hat ma yo da loch bin men so in di kotaram da reise di kotratu mit mom rich rich bin men ge di mein teile de kommt du a di odo man de se das hat vertrein bis für di ja seht ihr na di kasi hab ne sam men di sam di 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 se ja di 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 da loch de the Tirato Ben, Mayon, Iqbalas, and so on. Because he needs to say, now to Islam, he brings himself enough for our Lord and our King. So he's going to the Mishnah. The question is, why is he ending himself? Mayon does not require himself. So at the time, the people from this Mishnah, the Lord, the Tirato Ben requires himself. But how about the Ramban? He should be here, the things were certain that he required himself, not even the Rabbanon. So why did the Mishnah say, down to Mishnah's living, no? So, the Pesach says that he sat here and took off. So he said, when do we say that my own desire to hold you is in Canaan? But if it's not in Canaan, so then it requires him. So the Chaim explains it, because the halacha of Kosu is not based upon the fact that it's Meimayon. Meimayon also requires here. The head of Mayon doesn't require an answer. So the Meimayon, when is Meimayon, when a text is old, so then is the head of Mayon. So it doesn't require an answer. But the reason is it broke off, down to this part. So Meimayon cares the halacha of Meimayon, but the head of Mayon didn't. So it's entirely different, but it's not, it requires himself. This one is after. Now there's no reason. Now the cars, everything cars, but what the secretary of cars did is very, very strange. And the shark in the case of Kepet is much, I mean, very strange. He got out of his budget and tried to get to the Mayon. Then he asked him, he's not the Mayon, I've walked in and saw him because I ran by the Rayon. But I think this mom, if you get a man, he's tired of holding you. A few or done, the Israelite are the very same thing. On the call of him, he knows his item, the call of boredom, he's half a day to my own. Make the cost of some of the pleasures, he feels an immense door, who feels he is half a day. After the group I used to go to, to be easily more than, the story is in my own, my own to call group a year then, the hammerhead, immense door. Aber das kann ich annehmen, so, so möglich ist. Wenn ich mir immer annehmen, wenn ich nicht so sehe, glaubt ihr nicht, was, ich will nicht so, noch Frau Ordemar, du nicht so leer, ich will nicht mehr das so, wenn ich nicht so. Da kommt ja an. Because, wir sollten in einem Jahr, dass ich nicht so. But, ich hätte mich nach Hause gerufen. So, ich bin nicht mehr so, so der wird sprechen, ich mache es nicht so hin, so the average person, so he can merge himself in himself. Matthew is not himself, so even the average person cannot be in the hospital. So certainly, how can it be this year if he doesn't cover his own group? His own, I mean, it's just a big deal. So then the good doctor said, the big one, who is just, he's got the whole, Kosapu Dinaka, Aiton. So let's see what he says. He's got the heart. We won't mention the Abel Gab the Mayan family tree, may even hold to, how many can he be a Mayan? Abel Hoche can he be a Sandal, so let's mention. You hold to your Mayan mammal. This is what the time says. In the Messiah of the in the words, you know that in the Messiah of the you have there the Mayan itself. And a way to grow called from the Mayan is not the Mayan itself, it's May Mayan. It's May Mayan. So this is the case of Joseph, the same to the of course, when he says that he says the Haruka May Mayan, so it's only until it lasts. Until it falls to the ground. The moment it drops to the ground, that's my own decision. And it drops to the ground, then it's not even my own either. How about I mean, by the water that you buy in the bottle, and the police in the fire? He told me, in the course of the smoke, you didn't know, it broke off. So he said, the police in the fire. He's the coach of Abba. No, Abba, the whole thing is about to have been told, the whole thing, my mom is inside the whole thing. Now the Mitzvah, the Ayam, who born them so, do not follow them, but they are not with you. So the priest and the castle. So why do you still going to say Hilkach? Hilkach implies that it's knowledge of the Mayan. But the Mechava says it's not the knowledge of the Mayan. Mayan doesn't require them so. And this way, the Lord God doesn't require them so. So why do you say Hilkach? So the Shach says no. Mayan has two halachas. First of all, it's entire the whole Jew, and then it's entire the world. So the Hilkach, so this is analogous to Mayan, the way that we go from the Mayan, is analogous to Mayan in the sense that just as Mayan at its source is entire the world, so the way that we go is also entire the world. Is also entire the world. Masheike, Masheike is Abel Kosho, so then it's not analogous to Mayan, so the Hilkach relates to the power of the Zeichwe, not to the Shiel. Abel Kosho means the Hilkach Koya Asile, the Yeshle, the Yam, Mitaya the Zeichwe. The Yeshle, the Yam, Mitaya the Zeichwe. All right, I mean, you have to go over the shock also. But can't spend any time on it now. But I just want to go over very briefly the tool. Now, we left off in the tour that Tzadik Ches on the base, the first line, there is only one line. Tzor sho'iyu mem so b'zeh ha'kri, she'in tegun kei, yitichoch gidi shekhuo bo'oretz, yismalo m'meishomi ein tegun to, kidi sho yoshen kli oleo kevim shekabuo, yin yin kli sholeo nekev kishinteres anein, isho, uvidobo zeh shovemayon yitichoch. Now, that is based, that is based upon the Mishneh, the less Mishneh in Gerin Dalet. Now, so the Rash applies that Mishneh on the basis of the Gemara in Homer to know the words, not to the Psul of Tzul. And according to the Rash, in that Mishneh, the less Mishneh in Gerin Dalet, so insofar as the Psul of Tzul is concerned, So it's even if the Nekev, is much smaller than Shveras Anayim, even if the Nekev of Mashu, so is does not pass his Mitaya, the Sheikes from the Psul of Shul. But in order to be able to be able in the Sheikes, then we must resolve to yield to grace. So the nature has to be used better than it. But let's say if you're not able to save it, you are capable in the nature itself. But the water goes to the shakers and then into the meat. So then, even if the nature in the shakers is much smaller than Shigarasamay, a mashu, kimacha, it's also kosher. Because in order to be able to shake this, now you cannot be able to shake it, you have to be able to count. But if there is a nature in Shigarasamay, so then it's considered as sin, that the water inside the shakers and the water in the yamor and the mikve are mureva, communal with each other. So then through is realized in the mikve, in the yam, not that key in the shakers. Mashein key, if yateinu in the mikve, mashein key, if the nekev is resting, then there is no yom mikve. And if yateinu in the water in the shakers, so yateinu is a hagri. Exactly. Mashein came with David the Chusul of Job, suppose you're not table inside the shakers. You want to be, you are table in the mikveh itself or in the yam itself, but the water in the mikveh goes through, passes through the shakers. So the mele, if there is no mekeh, so then it comes over. But if there is a mekeh, a mashu, and even if the mekeh of the mashu is not in the shalayim, even if the mekeh is in the daily, so then it's not shown anymore, even with the neck of a mask. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam is different. The sheet of the Rambam means that even regarding the Pesul of Shoh, so when only the neck is in the Shoah, so the neck of Mashu is the entire in the Shoah. But if the neck is in Atzad, so then it will not be entire of the Shoah unless the neck is in the Shoah. That's the Rambam. Now, how do the two pass? So, when you saw, when you remember some of the Chakri, she came with the Kirin, you think of Kiki Shepu of Oret, when it's Malo Mechomi, and Tate Limbo. Kiki Shori or Shem Kri or Leo Kirin Shekapu. The Yish Bishole or Nekev Kishvara Samei, Isho. So then, it's Mutea to be Tate. That everybody agrees. That if there is Kishvara Samei, so it's muta to be taken. Uvidomo ze show be mayom mik. I mayom mik aleyach ve sechkli. Vyeitzin menu lechut, that's the mishne, the rikei mishnal. Mayom mik aleyach ve sechkli. Vyeitzin menu lechut, so we read with them. Leishne be sechakli, leishne lachash yotzum. So in other words, if a mayom is mik aleyach ve sechkli, vyeitzin menu lechut, it's psuri, little bam. So you cannot be tailing in that water. Mayo should be a gaba shakers post if you are gabi so for coach you kosher chutzolo. Sha mayo mitaya the whole show. Now, so according to all the shaming, except the Rashba. In the Rashba there is a machlokes between the Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Taitzkes. But as in regard to, let's say, the Rash, the Rosh, all the shaming, so it's Dovah Poshut, that the Pshat in the Mishnah of Mayon, Shevira Gav HaShekes, Posel, so what does it mean? It means, Posel means like this. Here is Mayon, here there is HaShekes, there is a Keyer. Okay, and then so the water of the Mayon enters the shakers and it fills it out. Then it overflows and then it passes outside. So if no water glided over the rims, so then you cannot be able in that water, not only while the water is inside the shakers. Even after it overflows and the water is already here, you cannot be able in that water. But when the Mishnah says so it means if there are two waters. First of all, you see, some water enters, the bulk of the water enters the Teich of the Shakers. And some water glided on the time or the slip, and then it was on the floor, and the water from the tail came outside, and the water of the test of the time of the wind also came outside. And they combined, became encountered with each other. So then the water that comes out, that goes outside from the wind into the outside, so that is mashik, the water that is overflowing from the tail. But suppose no water goes under it, and all the water gets inside, there is no rain. That's it, it's very thin. So no water glides under it, but all the water overflows from the tail, then it has the tail in here. That's certainly the pshat in the Mishnah, according to the Rash and Rosh. Now there was a very long Chuvas HaRashbo, and then the Vesios, I asked you to go over the Chuvas HaRashbo. Now that Rashbo mentions one big chiddush, according to everybody. One big chiddush is now all the Rishayim has the Kashe, why do we say that Mayim Shemira Kamishik is possible? It's possible. And even outside is possible. As the Rosh and the Rash say, but why should there be a loche of Ashoke and the Uriquois? So the Neire, you should be able to be tabled, and even nobody should be able to be tabled. Inside the Sheikens, like the loche of, like the Mishnah of Siddur Table of Migdol, Shebiyam, so if somebody enters the Siddur Table of Migdol, and there is the connection with Kueshit Peres Amen, between the water and the yam, and the water and the city, they were mingled. So the tree is a good tree. So why does the Mishnah say, Mayim Shevira Gavashik is possible? So the Rasha is the Kasha, and the Rosh is the Kasha. So the Rasha is the Teret. The tree is the Sheikis, and the Sheikis holds in the Chanam. Then you could be Teiveh even inside the Sheikis. But just because the Sheikis was installed, so it's more humble, because of the Zeyre. Because of the Zeyre, of the case where the Mitzah HaMayim is less than the Tveres. But when were the Chachomim, Chishish, maybe he'll be taken, maybe there is no Tveres HaMayim if it's installed. So then people are likely to equate this with Tvila B'yam. Mashenkein, if it's Tomosh, then we're not this. So according to the Rash, it's more Chomor, the Sheikis that is installed, than the Sheikis that is not installed. If the Sheikis is not installed, that's like Siddur Teivah Migdol Shebiyam. But if it is installed, so then there's a Gzeirah. According to the Rosh, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether it was installed, not installed. In other words, there cannot be any Tvila B'Kehel. There cannot be any Tvila B'Kehel. How about Siddur Teivah Migdol Shebiyam? So that's only when it overflows, when it's off al-Gabay. So in other words, according to the Rosh, in order to be table in the Kele, there must be actual community, not constructive community, because Al-Pidin, Sheveres HaMeir, constitutes communal. There must be actual community. So what does it mean, actual community? If you put this, a Siddur Teivah Migdol, and you submerge it in the Yam completely, and the water is so far Gabay, so then there is actual community. But if there is just a Nekev in the Siddur Teivah Migdol, and the top, it's not, the Mayim is not so far Gabeya, so then there couldn't be anything. Now, so why do they all say these Totsim? Because all the Rishayim have the Kashe, why shouldn't Tvila be good inside the Shekhs? So, the Rash said here, because we don't give a name to the Kule, give him a chibor in the Mayo. That you will Mayo, Shabibo of Mayo, Shum, Tayo of Honsu. Keep Nam Pirikame, but you will see Hakriat, we shall live there. So then he says, we have our Mino. You hold the Mayo, the Tayo of Honsu. Highly, if you are scaling. Avo yodom boy avo inso, hadi nichet.
יתרוק מהרבה תאו מי לודום, וכגן שינה בו יוסו, ומוקים ליצה מים על התאו מי, אבל עד הפריט איש הבו יוסו. But then he rejects it. But the Rashbon, the Tshuva, says, a little emes, that this Mishnah is reference to the case where between the Mayon and the Sheikis, there is less than emesot. And in other words, and the Rashbon is that even in Mayon requires emesot, Ritula Sodom. Now, there are many Rishayim who say that, but assuming that Mayon requires Memso Ritula Sodom, so then it can be explained in two ways. Either that as far as the Halashim Mikveh is concerned, so in Mayon has a Halashim Mikveh even if it's less than Memso. But the reason is why Ritula Sodom in the Mayon requires Memso, that's a shiur in the Maisat. The Maisat of an Odom has to be in a certain quantity of Mayon. But not that if it's less than Memso, it doesn't have a Halashim Mikveh. Because just as Mayon has a Halashim Mikveh, we got it to us, came in with less than Memso, so it has a Halashim Mikveh vis-a-vis Tvila Sodom also, with less than Memso. But Tvila Sodom, there is a loch in the Maisa Tvila, has to be realized in Memso. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining it is, we discussed it already. The reason is why Tvila Sodom requires Memso in Mayon is that Mayon Koshu has a Halashim Mikveh regarding Tvila Sodom, but it does not have a Halashim Mikveh regarding Tvila Sodom. So it's not that the Maisa Tvila has to be in Memso, but vis-a-vis Odom, less than Memso does not give even a Mayon. So, in other words, just as we see with the mikveh itself, so with the Aiseh, a mikveh of the Levim says a Halashim mikveh regarding Tvila Sodom, but regarding Tvila Sodom, it does not have a Halashim mikveh. So, a Mayon, less than them so, only has a Halashim mikveh regarding Tvila Sodom, but vis-a-vis Tvila Sodom, it does not even have a Halashim mikveh. What's the difference? If we say that the reason as to why Tvila Sodom requires Memso is because the Maisei Tvila requires Memso, so that's only in regard to the Maisei Tvila. But Hashoki could be affected even with less than Memso. If we say that the reason as to why Tvila Sodom requires Memso is because vis-a-vis Tvila Sodom, vis-a-vis Odom, so less than Memso, even the Mayon does not have a Halashim Mikveh. So maybe even Hashoki could not be affected relative to Odom with the Mayon that is less than Odom. So that's the Shiva Sarajbo. So the Shiva Sarajbo is, number one, that Tvila Sodom requires Memso in the Mayon, in the Reis. Number two, that the reason as to why Tvila Sodom requires Memso in the Mayon is not because the Maisa Tvila has to be realized in Memso. But relative to Odom, so less than Memso does not have a Halashim Mikveh relative to Odom. So in Melech, not only can Odom be tainted in the Mayon that is less than Memso, but if Hashoki cannot be affected by the Mayon that is less than Memso relative to Odom. Of course, relative to Tainted, so Hashoki could be affected in the Mayon that is less than Memso. So in Melech here, the Mishnah of Sheikis has referenced a case where it is less than Memso, where it is less than Memso between the Mayon and the Sheikis. So in Melech, Hashoki did not be affected. That's the reason as to why the Mishnah says, Poso, Mashenke, Kelim, it can be taken inside the Sheikis. When the Mishnah says, Poso, it means possible, you cannot be tevel and odom inside the shekels because no Hashoki took away to the effect. Why didn't Hashoki take effect? Because the Mimayon is less than Memso. So the Mimayon is relative to odom, so less than Memso does not take a Halashim Mikveh. So the Mimayon, it couldn't affect Hashoki relative to Tvila Sodom. But if there would be Memso between the Mayon and the shekels,
then the Rashba says, a Menodon could get inside the Sheikhs and behave themselves. Even inside, when you boy out. All right, that's one finish of the Rashba. Then, according to the Siosis Pshat in the Rashba mentions another Chiddush. Now, all the Rishayim in the Rash, the Rosh, the Rambam, they all explain the other part of the Mishnah. The really how that we suffer kosher, kosher putola. Only when there are two types of water. One water gets inside, and the other water, there is a minimum of water that glides all the time and the rinse. And then the two waters combine. So then a shock is affected. And the water that overflows from the tank. And so then in that case it's kosher. But suppose there is no rain, and all the water gets inside the tank, and then it overflows, then you cannot retain there outside. So according to Rabbi Yosef Taichkens, even the Rashba in the Tshuva brings me better. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Rashba holds no. The Rashba says no, that when the Mishnah says, Eviri Agabi Sofo Kosho, Kosha Chutzalo, so it doesn't mean Eviri Agabi Sofo Kosho. Let's say the Rash and the Rosh, explain of here that we suffer culture, that means if there is water that dried over here and that never became show, and then it combines with the water that is overflow. So this water that passes out here is massive, can tire the water that is overflowing from the tail. But the Rebbe Yosef says that the pshat in the Rashba is that we suffer kosher, that means that it's only possible as long as the water remains in the keich of the sheikhs. But the moment it overflows, once you get the water outside, even though there was no water that was massive, this water, just there is no rain, it's very thin. And when the water got into the tail of the shaker, and then it overflows. And it goes, Hevira Gabisofa doesn't mean Hevira Gabisofa here. Hevira Gabisofa means Hevira Gabisofa here outside. And it falls down here. Then you can retain it. In other words, you cannot retain there while it's here. But while it's here, you can retain it. This is how the Yosef explains the Jewish Rabbi. All right, now, so of course, that's only the machlokes between the Yosef and the Taitzkes is in regard to the Shittas HaRashba. But no doubt that according to the other Rishonim, so what does it mean if you're Rabbi Sofa? That means if there is a shock. All right, now let's see. If the Torah says, in my own Mikaliyah, this is clear, the eight men were chutz, so we need to obey. Loishne viseicha kli, loishne lachashiyotam in them. So that's contrary to the Shittas HaRashba. I'll leave the Vesiosis chat. Because even the Vesiosis will admit that the Rosh and the Rash are certain hell. Abla Machis, Kli, Visechamit, Veusech, Kli Acher, Kli Damachitz, and so on, we also feel in Steer. A few in Piachitz, and so on. That's a Mishnah, in Pilgrim. Wie mach ich nicht so, ich will euch nicht auch so jetzt nicht nehmen, weil ich kenne mir, wie viel ich jetzt nicht, ich werde es an ihm. So in other words, that if it is, if you are taking one small tailor, you need to tailor, so then it depends. If the Kriyachitzen requires dinner, so then even if the opening is in our opening, so it will is there. Even though it's less than it's relevant. But he, Yachriachitzin, doesn't require it. But you put in a number of machtim areas inside the bottle, let's say. So the cruise. So then, the tefillah is only made for the machtim areas that are inside the bottle. If the opening on top of the bottle, he has the size of Shverazan. Why is that so? So we discussed that. According to the thesis 3 in Hadidah, Daphi Zion, Chet. So he explains it as follows. Now, whenever you are keeping an open mouth, So water has to get into the bath. Otherwise, it will not be good for you. So the question arises, how can a female at any time be realized? I'm an open bath, I'm an open jailer, let's say bath. But it's an open jailer, so water has to get inside. The moment the water gets inside, it becomes shore. So how can mind shore be retired? So of course, I mean, it's no kasha. That our health tefillah, it don't become shore. Since
the tefillah requires that it should be overtaken with water, not only the outside of the keli should be overtaken with water, but the inside of the keli should also be immersed in the mikveh. So memeli doesn't become shore because that's the aloha of tefillah. That's the aloha of tefillah. So memele, that's the reason as to why the Mishnah says, if yate will came back inside the kilachitzen. So if the kilachitzen itself requires tefillah, so then even though the opening is very narrow, less than shveras aneid, so the tefillah is able even for the machmitz in the areas that are inside. Because since the kliachitzin itself is tome, so that requires tefillah. So water has to get inside. So mainly the water that gets inside the bottle is not chove. And if it's not chove, so mainly it is considered mechuber as part and parcel of the main mikveh without ishvarzani. Mashen can if the kliachitzin doesn't require tefillah. Doesn't require tefillah. So mimele, the water that comes inside the bottle, if the opening is narrow, less than shveras aneid, it is shov. And if it is shov, how can we say that the water inside the bottle, and the bottle is inside the mikveh, that the water inside the bottle, which is shov, is mechubat and mea mikveh outside the bottle? It's not shayach. This is a thesis with Pshat. Then we saw that the Bach and the Taz, and it's based upon the Loshon of Rashi and Chagige, Dafit Ches, that they say, now, if the Kliachitzin itself is tomei into Kvayas Tvile, so then the Machdimitz in areas that you dump inside the battle are considered like parts of the same game. You know, sometimes, let's say you have a mixer, so you have a certain piece that is attached inside. So that's not a separate kele. So memele, if the bottle has machtimitz in areas and the bottle itself requires tefillah, so memele, the machtimitz in areas, the small kele in the kelim apnimim, are considered like parts of the same kele. So memele, even though the opening of the bottle is less than shveras aneid, the tefillah is ale. But if it doesn't require tefillah, so then they cannot be considered. So the kelim apnimiim and the kelim achitzin cannot be considered as parts of one and the same kelim. So it's different kelim. So in Mele we have to resort to the aloha of yirum mikvei shveras aneid. That's the pshat that the Bar gives and the Taz gives, and it's based upon the Loshon of Rashi in Chagige Daf Yitches. Now, so this is our loish lach avla machnis kli lisich hamikvi. We say the kli achim the machit in tzorich tvil also tvil shteyen. Avon peachit in tzorich harbe. We machit in any tzorich in tzorich also tvil itnimi. And kihei be peachit in gishveras aneid. We mamayo mikalei. This is the mishnah of shekes. Perikim mishnah alef. When the Torah says, so what does it mean? I feel a mind should be seichem rubin, and why is it muter? Because the minimum of water that has been gliding over the rim and never became shov, that is mashik. The mayim of rubin, and it's entire the mayim of rubin. Of course, that's the psak of the Torah. The Torah, so without
considering the machlekes between Bais Yosef and Rabbi Yisrael Taitschkes, but the two doesn't pass like the Rashba. So, according to Rabbi Yisrael Taitschkes, this Jewish Rashba is expressive of one big Chiddush. The T between the Mayon and the Sheikes, there is Memso, then you can be table inside the Sheikes itself. And then, according to Bais Yosef, there is another big Chiddush mentioned in the Jewish Rashba. That even if there is no Memso between the Mayon and the Sheikes, and there was no water gliding over the rim, but the moment the water from the Sheikes overflows and goes outside, you can be taken. But according, that's the second Chiddush. According to Rabbi Yisrael Taitschkes, there is no second Chiddush. Now, we leave it here, and at that time, I discussed the Revolvo and the Rambam. I mean, so you should go over it, the Revolvo, I mean, and the Rambam. Alright. Now, I just want to make a request to you. I mean, I never make such request. I never make any request of you. When I talk to you about attending Zdorim and Meyonim, that's not my request. But this is the first time that I make a request to each and every one of you. And this request is really directed to every Talmid of this yeshiva. And I think that every Talmid is mechuyev to do it. We are going to have the banquet this Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Peak Congress of Town. And then there is going to be a dedication at 3:30. Now, Senator Stone is coming with his mother and his wife and his son and his daughter, not only to the banquet, he's coming to the dedication as well. And the reason as to why Senator Stone is so nice, I mean, that he's coming with his whole family. His mother is coming from Florida, he's coming from Washington, is because Senator Stone had a grandmother, Itzit Konyes. And it's Chusi Mois. I mean, I told it to him, it's all Chusi Mois. He had a grandmother, Itzit Konyes, who was a Balas Doke and a Balas Chesed, and she used to eat in my mother's home. I mean, and I at Shabbos every Friday night, and I used to make Abdoleh. So he feels grateful to me. That's the reason as to why he's coming. And if the dedication, so two things. First of all, I think that every student in the yeshiva should attend the banquet. Now, the ordinary charge is $30 per person, but the yeshiva student so will be charged $15. That's all. And if any student has a problem, so we can make a compromise, I'm sure, on that too. But I think that every student should make reservations in the Peak Congress. That's one thing. And the other thing is that the dedication should be well attended. So that will be of great value to the yeshiva. Because Berei Vom Hadras Melech, and people certainly are impressed with Revom if we say that Revom Hadras Melech, but from the point of view of people, it is certainly so that the more attended it is, the better it is, and the bigger reputation and the bigger response on the part of Joseph Tenenbaum. And the yeshiva really needs help. So everybody should be at the dedication, not only should be himself, those who are married should come with their wives, and they should try to bring their friends. And this is very, very important. And this is the first request that I am asking of the Yeshiva Talmidim. Every other request that I ask, it's not for myself, it's not even for the Yeshiva, it's for themselves. Because when a Ben HaYeshiva doesn't attend a minyan, doesn't attend a Seder, so the detriment, there is detriment to the yeshiva, but the biggest detriment is to himself. But this is a personal request that I ask of every boy, every Talmid, that they should all make reservations at the banquet, and that they should all attend their dedication and try to bring the members of the family and their friends, so that it should be Berei Vom Hadras Melech. אם היא שאלו את כמו שבאתי שבאתי בחלומו כל מימי שבאילום עדיין מתמו של חייב מלא קורס עד שתתביל כל גופו בבסחס בימי מקווי היינו מקשום שנקבו לגומו ומחבר אמפסייזת אפילו אולו עולה או כל מימי שבאילום עדיין בתמוסו because the time of the Rishenim the Karoyim, the Karoyites so they said that Elisha can be developed in a bathtub and it will be good feeling and because of that the Rambam issued the Echirem against all those because even though that was the view of the Karoyites but many Jews, I mean, were misled by the Karaites, and they thought that what the Karaites said was really true al b'din, except that midrabono you have to be table in mikveh, but midraise it's all right to be table in merachet. So the Rambam issued a cherem, a special cherem, against a tefila in a bathtub. In other words, because even the Rishenim who say the Jov, Kuli Jov, is kosher midraise, so it's only when it is Jov, but it's Bikarake, Mashenke, when it's Bikarim, so then it's no Tvila midraise. So this is why, I mean, even the Mechaber had to spell it out. Why did he have to spell it out? In other words, even though the Merchet, she immersed herself in the merchets completely, so still it's no tefila. Because midraise, tefila has to be bikarke, not tosh. Alright. B'mei mikveh haine mikshomim shenikvo ligumo. V'af al pi she'ino mech maim chai, she'in tzorech maim chai melo lizav. Dichsiv maim chai, v'lo ilinide lo lizav. Now there is a shite of the rabbis of Rashi in Shabbos, I think of Samachay. Rashi is masik on the rabbis of. I mentioned that the rabbis of Rashi say that the izove requires tvile imaim chay in the mind. So Rashi is masik, but even according to rabbis of, it's only midrabbanon. It's not midraise, but even midrabbanon it's a shita tchuyo. I mean, all the rishonim are chilek on it. I mean, no one is cheshish for that shuv. Satmar has what they call a mayon mikveh, but according if it had been required mayim chayim mayon in a for an isha and all noshim today are the chol apoches zoves gmures midrabbonon or and perhaps midraise sofik that's still in machlekes in the Ramban, I mean in the minyan of Yimei, in the cheshbon of Yimei Nidav, Yimei Zivin. So no one has a good feeling. So Satmar has in Williamsburg, it has a special kind of a mikveh that they call a Mayan mikveh. But if a Mayan mikveh had been required, this wouldn't be a Mayan mikveh. So no one is chesh for that shite of the rabbis of Rashi, and even according to the rabbis of Rashi, it's only mirabah. I told a certain Hungarian rov in New York, I mean, who started to criticize all the mikvois that have a zriya itza, and the zriya itza it does not conform to the shittes arrived of nosen so vinotel so. So I told him, I mean, if you want to be itza, all the shittes, even the shittes that all the poskim say are shittes truyes, so there is nothing that you can be mikayim. There isn't. And suppose, let's say, how about so? Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, somebody asked him, how is it that the gro? The Gro, I mean, it was such a machmir, So did not put on Rabbi Netam's tefillin. So he said, why should he put on Rabbi Netam's tefillin? Because the sheet of Rabbi Netam. So that if somebody will insist upon being Yitz, all the sheet is, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner said, he'll have to put on every day 64 pairs of tefillin. I mean, the question arose, among Delim, how did he get the cheshbon of 64? It's not so simple. I mean, everybody knows of four shittes, the Rashi, Rav Netam, the Raivech, Moshe Rabbe, and then there are various shittes in Psuchas and Stumes, but 64, I mean, it's not so easy. But this is what, so it's possible that what Rav Chaim Volozhiner meant, not the Eved. The Eved, there aren't 64 shittes. But it means lechatchile, in order to be Yitze, all the shittes are Rishen. I mean, even shittes Yochid. So lechatchile, so one would have to put on, 64 pairs of tefillin. Now, the Babcher Rebbe, I know that's what everybody says, puts on 4 pairs of tefillin every day. Rashi, Rav Netam, and the Shmush Rabbe, and the Raya. But I mean, more than 4 pairs of tefillin, there isn't a single Jew in the world, I mean, who will put on more than 4 pairs of tefillin. So I told him, I mean, Yachishish, Estrishitis Raivet, and I mean, to such an extent, I mean, that you say, I mean, that the tefillin is no tefillin, I mean, and everything, when the Raivet is the only one, because according to the Rambam also explains this in a similar way to the Raivet. But so the Ramban says, in Bavli Basra, according to the Rambam, it's only Bishmar Asayim. So it's only in the case of Nosel Sov and Notel Sov. But when you have a Zriya Yitzhah, then there is no Marasai. So the only one according to whom a Zriya Yitzhah would be possible, would be the Raivet. And according to the Raivet too, so the Tzemach Tzedek says, and they all say, it's only Mirabonon. So who has to be Chishish for all the Shittes when we don't pass like the Raivet? When even according to the Raivet, it's only Mirabonon. All right. So, then he says, "Avla haberish shenevim heim mayin gomor v'chol dovor." I don't know why it was put in parentheses. I don't know who did it. Whenever something is put in parentheses, so that means it's stricken out. But I don't know what's wrong with it. Why is it stricken out? Avla haberish shenevim heim mayin gomor. בכל דובו, כמו שכוסף מעריק, והבס יוסף, בישעים, תחומס הדשא, ובתשובס הרמב״ן, סימן ריש למדלת. But, there is a שיבס של הסייבץ, and in רבי יינקל קלינה discusses it, and some say that according to the Rash, a bayer does not have a din of a mayim. We discussed it. But again, here, all the poskim say that a bayer a Be'er has a din of a mayim, except according to the Rashi, so a Be'er has a din of a mayim. Why according to Rashi not? Because the problem with the Be'er is that naturally it wasn't springing in this particular place. And how is a Be'er formed? Now you keep on digging, until you reach a spring. So Memele, and according to the Rash, so if you dig channels, and you thereby manipulate that the water should come in there, so Memele, it's not Mitaya Bezeichel. It's not Mitaya Bezeichel. It's not Mitaya Bezeichel. Alright, so I really don't understand why somebody, I don't know who did it, who put the parentheses. What's wrong with that girsi? I think that it's a very good girsi. It makes a lot of sense, the l'chol dovo. Why did the Shach put in l'chol dovo? Because even according to the Rashi, that it does not, that it's not mitaya b'zeichlin, so it doesn't mean that it doesn't have a din of imayon in regard to anything. Because according to the Rashi, so the Mishneh applies to such a case that in the places, in other words, if he dug channels, new channels, without dumping any mayim shuvim, so in the new places where water wasn't flowing before, and now as a result of the channels, so water starts to flow, so it is shovel mikveh letayah beshbeiren, ulimayon b'tayah b'chol shuv. So even according to the Rash, it doesn't have a din of mayon likabi tare b'zeichlin to be mitaya b'zeichlin, but likabi kol shuv, it has a din of mayon. So mimele, that's why the Shach said Avabiri Shenevim hey Mayan Gomel Choldovo. Why did he say the Choldovo? He doesn't. That's probably the reason. I don't know who did it. I mean, who put parentheses around it? Because the one who did it probably felt that the Choldovo is superfluous. I mean, whenever we say that something is a din of a Mayan, do we have to say the Choldovo? So he felt it's a perfect. No, but here he had to say it because he wanted to lafuke of the shite of the Rash, that where the water of the Mayon flows as a result of human intervention, as a result of digging, so then it's not mitayah b'zeichlin. So it's not mitayah b'zeichlin, but mem so it doesn't require. So memele, the only chiddush that he wants to tell us is not that it's a mayon, that it's a mayon gomel ligabe everything, even ligabe litaya b'zeichli, but ligabe litaya b'cholchu, so then there is no problem, then it goes without saying. That's why the Shach put in the expression l'choldovo. Why did he take it out? I know. Oy mayon, kosa bis Yosef, mashma shim amayim mishuchim, ki mayon shu zeichel, ve'im bishu mokim imenu memso. אבל כשצרף כל המים שמתחילו ועד סוף, הימם סורותים וחומוק ממנו, שגוף הנדבר משחס בו, בין אדום בין כלי, עד כאן לשני, והביא רייס ומביא דרכי מישה, הוא פושט. מם סור, אבל עם חוסר כלשהו, שהוא יפוס, וסיוסף, הוא פושט הוא, ואפילו גוף וקוטן, שמשחס בפוחס מם סור, אין תפילה אלה בי, עד שיהי מם סור. So that the Dova Poshet according to everybody. But according to Rabbi Yehine, so Midraise, if the goof is a goof cut and it's mischase less than memso, so then the tefillah is a good tefillah Midraise, according to Rabbi Yehine, Mbroches. But of course, Midrabonon, certainly not even according to Rabbi Yehine. All right, now here, so it involves Cheshbeines. I'm not going over the Cheshbeines. I did go over the Cheshbeines, but you can rely on those Cheshbeines, but you should go over it yourself. I'm not going over it now. Memdalet Aleph, so he says as follows. V'imu rochev yeisir, v'nigveye kol kach kosher, im yechilu l'ischaseis kol gufo behem v'basachas, v'tzole sheyale b'tishbeires, in there, yeah, should be Memdalet Elef Vikuf Yutches its boys, 118 its boys, Begedel. Begedel, that's the Gedel, the thumb, Veit Chotze Ezba. As a matter of fact, as it was pointed out, if you check it, so you'll find that it's not exactly exact. Actually, it is Memdalet Elef Vikuf Yutches its boys, and 3/7 of an etzba. Chotzi etzba is 4/8. So in other words, there is an approximation, an inaccuracy in 1/8. But that's all right, as long as the inaccuracy is lechumre, not lat lekule, so it's all right. Now, King Kosef Bedekabai, so Bes Yosef Kosef, so here the cheshbon is Memdaled Elev, in 118 its boys and chotzi etzba, but memdalet 44,000 and 118 its boys, 44,000. Bes Yosef Kosav mem alef elef 41,000. That's a big difference between 44,000, 118 its boys and and 41,000 and 472 etzbois. I mean, how can there be such a, how can we explain such a discrepancy? It's not a question of a fraction of an etzba. It's of thousands of etzbois. So the Shach says that the cheshbon of 41,472 etzbois is exact according to the cheshbon of Amobas Voftvochim. And Amobas Voftvochim is Chavdalet etzbois. Sha'amal Amo had Chavdalet etzbois, Chavdalet etzbois. Hu Tovku Fayen Vov etzbois. Uvirum Gimel Ames. Haina and Vase etzbois. I'm Vase Bomim. Takav. Eile. So when you multiply it, so you get Mem Alef Tofayim Beis, 41,472. Oh, so and here he mentions 44,000. So he says, "V'kam kosav dvorov." I mean, it's the same Chaba, the Bes Yosef. V'kam kosav dvorov al pemashi kosav Rashbo. So, in other words, there is an Amo Sechakes, an Amo Sechakes, and there is an Amo Atzvo. Atzvo means tight. An Amo really means from here till here. That's really an Amo. So, it's six Tvoch. A Tefach is this. So, for Northern Benin. So, and an Amo is six Tvoch. But it's really, it's the measure of the size of the length from here till here, till the elbow. So, but you can have an Amos Echakes, in other words, Meruvach, and you can have a tight. A person might, you know, stretch out his arm, and when he contracts it, so there is a slight difference, not much. I mean, it's not elastic. I mean, human muscles are not elastic. But there is a difference, there is a certain elasticity in the muscles too. So mele, there is an amo sechakes, an amo atzvis. So he says, v'chan kosadvov, when it, the mechaba gives you the cheshbon of 44,118, so it's on the basis of an amo sechakes, meruvachas. She yiseyu ala atzvo chotzi etzva. So between an amo sechakes and amo atzvo, so there is a difference in half an etzba. She amo al amo hu chavdalet etzbois, v'chotzi al chavdalet etzbois v'chotzi, she hu tofresh etzbois or vii uverum gimel amei sein ein gimel etzbois. V'chotzi ein gimel v'chotzi pomim tofrei shuravia oile memdalet elev kufyutches v'chotzi etzba poches chotzi revi etzba poches revi etzba. In other words, you see what I said before, that it's not exact. There is a slight inaccuracy. It's actually 44,000 118 and 3/8 of an etzba. So this is what it says. Chotze etzba, poches, chotze revi etzba, less 1/8. Less one, so it's 3/7, three eighths. Videk. So there is a stirah, because the cheshbon of the Bes Yosef, when he says 41,000, so is based upon the upon an amo atzbo, and the cheshbon of here 44,000 is based upon the cheshbon of sechakes. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef in Bes Yosef and the Mechaber here. So he says, no, there is no machlekes. So he says, ואין דבורו של בס יוסף זה 20, למה שכוסף קם בשכון אורך. בס יוסף הירה בצבוי שיח הכיס, שהם ממלב, ממלב אלף תופעים בייס, ולקח לי זוכה אחרתי אצבע. That just as you have שיח הכיס אין עצבו, אין אין עמו, so you can have שיח הכיס. And עצבו in the finger too, the finger too. If it's meruvach, it's a little more. And then when it's tight, when it's contracted. So the Bis Yosef Ayre, the Bezboi Seicha Keis, Sheim, Memalev. So if you start with the Bezboi Seicha Keis, so then you'll get an Amo Seicha Keis. So the Mele, so you get memalef elef tafaim beis ulkach lizochachot etzba avul kam mayre betzbois eitzveis sheim em dalet elef kufyut ches avul mikom lokei hakeilen lishio memso lipochet vlieseya ochet amrin amisit perik arvi psochim revi shol teiro etzbaim od baim berum etzbaim lichot etzba vachim ish etzba kitnami mikve amal amo berum gim ames vishio rachom memso vyamo betzbois nokatoso mayre besir hake sheim memso. So there is no stira between the Shia, it's the same thing. So between the Shia mentioned by the Machaber and the Shia mentioned by the Bis Yosef. Umadani Meller, Daf Shindaled on the base, Kosav, Shem Bis Yosef, Loyen Bidiuk, Lach Shem Gamachotzi Ezba Yiseira, Shebiamo Seichakis. ואל תתאמו שהעיקים הוצינו that's the lotion of the מדען המלך. So he assumed that the Bis Yosef made a mistake. So he says not that he made a mistake, he didn't know, just not בדיוק. So he said אחר צייאז ביסי שבא מסיח כס ואל תתאמו שהעיקים הוצינו לרשם ורשבם וגם התייסווס והוריב בפרק אבי פסוחים כי שעומדו כל המיין ומספשר ועסקי שיצאים מחשבשלם מכממסור לא תמצא בשום אחד מחשבנום שהשגיחו על חוצי אצבע שבמידו היסעירו. So he was מלמד סחוס under Bis Yosef as to why he did not mention the shiur exactly. He says מילונו גודל from the Rashi and Rashbam and Tesis and the Riv, and they too didn't mention it exactly. That's what Matan Melach says. Lo yitim tzim shmeachom chashbeino sheishgichu al chotzi etzba shebimido hayiseyo avol yesh leleima di osam shane shetachlis chashbeino hu limtzei revi iskeis deinu yelo midrabono. לפיכוך להוילם לוחש לעץ בייסים. עד כאן לשני, this is what he says. So in other words, so he explains as to why they won't be dying, because it was only negiyah the rabbonon, so that's why they won't be dying. Now, had it been negiyah the raise, they would be medayik, he says. עד כאן לשני, תן לי. תקום הרבי של תאירו. So there it was also negiyah the raise. ואית לדבורוב דהוכה בינו חוצה את ויסירו אם כן, in other words, if it had been just a question of an approximation, inaccuracy in one half etzba, all right, fine, one half etzba, but because of the inaccuracy in one half etzba, it adds up to thousands of etzbois. So how can we say, I mean, it just wasn't midayik when it's negeh thousands of etzbois? ואויד לדבורוב דהוכה בינו חוצה אצבע יסעירו אם כן יהיו יסעיר בייז אלופים תוף ריש ממבוב אצבויס שאילו לבייסו ומחצו ולוב וחוצה לוב בקירוב אם כן שיו מקווה יהיה ממבייסו וחוצה לוב ובשעשו כל הפייסקים להוזכה רק ממסו. How can we say it's in the answer is Ezra, it's not, it is accurate, it all depends in the Bis Yosef he base it upon Amo Atzbo, Amo Atzbo, and and the Mechaber bases it, his mind, in Amos Echakes. But it's the same thing. Fine. ובשעס וכל הפסקים והוץ כערק ממסו וכן בפרק כמד ערב אמרינו ים שעושה שלאים והוא ימר זיק כופנו מקוות הערב מדרסיב אלפאי בס יוכל ובס אבי גימו צלויים ואם יישא להב לה אפילו כופמם מקווי של נקיטה כבר ביודך דאמה וזבוי שבשעס ופוסקים מיזה הערב בשיח הכס ונצמרו בך ועל זה כושר רשב שניסיר את חוטריאל ועל היצליס או שתעשו ממנו וטוויסיאלו מלמדל את אלף, כפי שכם וזבוי, שמסה גם חבר. היו כחנן חשבינו לכל היצווי סובינון, מלמדל את אלף, כפי שכם וזבוי, שכם ניסקים, הגויין, הדיני, מיר ורבי, זל, וכל וכל זה בורו, כל זה בורו, that's the רב רב השל. All right. ואי מתשובס מביט, חלק בי סימן, קוף ממגימו. Now, in the Cheshbon Ashur, in terms, you know, of our measurements, so there was a machlekes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Noe. Rav Noe, I mean, he was not, in a general way, he was not the godel of the caliber of the Chazon Ish, but on the other hand, Rav Noe spent years in Hilchei Shiurim. I mean, he spent years in Hilchei Shiurim, in all the Shiurim. So there was a machlekes. And so the Yigal Yadin, so he's an archaeologist, so he excavated the mikveh that was used by the people at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, who refused to surrender to Rome, and they were trapped. So they constructed the mikveh. So then Yigal Yadin excavated it, and then they measured it, and about a few hundred rabbonim were present when they measured the mikveh, and then it turned out exactly, not even half an inch, not even one-fourth of an inch, more or less, in accordance with the Shita of Rav Noe. Memso, in accordance with the Shita of Rav Noe, and I mean, it was in all the newspapers. I mean, and Yigal Yadin, who considers himself as an enlightened person, couldn't understand it. I mean, how is it that thousands, I mean, that 1900 years ago, so the Jews constructed the mikveh with such exactness, the way Harav Noe, at that time Harav Noe was still living, so the way Harav Noe figured it out, I mean, by delving into the Rishonim and so on. So he couldn't understand it. He says this is unbelievable. He can't understand it. This is a mystery. All right. Imatzada, they dug up the mikveh, Imatzada, that was used. And so the question arose, why is it, I mean, after all, that they constructed the mikveh, it should be exactly memso? I mean, not anymore. The answer is because they had very little space. They had very little space, but they had to construct the mikveh that is kosher al pidin. So maybe they constructed it, it should be exactly memso. And it turned out to be exactly in accordance with the Rav Noe's shul. All right. Now, the Chazon Ish Shiurim are based upon the Shita of the Nebihude. And the Nebihude, you know, has his Chiddush. I mean, that the Beitzim of today are not the same as the Beitzim that were years ago. I mean, that everything changed. But Rav Noe did not rely on the Shita of the Nebihude. So Mimele, that turns out to be more exact. Hoyo azich min amayom misavim min anetvim, shehei mekshomim, harei hakel ki mayom lecholdom. Now, the Mechaber really adapted the Loshna Rambam. Hoya Zechlin in Perik Tes, because we close our head Gimu. The Rambam says, Hoya Zechlin na Mayo, Misalvim na Neitvim, Harim Hakel Kimayo Holdovo. Vim Robo Anetil Azechlin, Vichinim Robo Mikshom El Mianor, Inomitarim Bezechlin Elo Bezber. Now we said that it seems that the Rambam paskins like the Marik, even though the Marik does not represent the sheet of Moshe Rashenim, but still the Mechaber and the Ramo paskens like the Marik. Now, I said that because the Ramo said that, because he said, V'chein nochen lehiris u'achmir u'marik, u'trum sadesh. So in other words, so the Ramo assumed that in the Mechaber. Now, whether that was the sheet of the Mechaber or not, but as far as the Ramo sheet is concerned, it doesn't make any difference, because the Ramo definitely passes like the Marik. There is no doubt. But the Mechaber himself is, the Loshon Mechaber himself is obscure. I mean, it's not very clear. But the Ramo says, V'chein nochen lehiris u'lahachmir, and otherwise like the Marik. Now, according to the Marik, so in the original area, so then we must have Rabbi Zechel HaNeitvin. In the extended area, so even if it's Rabbi Zechel HaNeitvin, it's not good. It's not good. All right. So, but the Mechaber really adapted the Roshon of the Rambam. So, mainly the Shach assumed that whatever is the Shita of the Rambam is also the Shita of the Mechaber. So he says, Hariyakot Emayim, Mashma, Afilo Iso Mekemeis, Shelohoyo Hano, Heilich, Bohen Mitchelose, Harei Gemayim. Well, that certainly wouldn't be true according to Marik, because according to Marik, so in the original area, whether it's in Mayon or in No, the Rosh distinguishes between the Mayon and No. But in the original area, according to Marik, so in the original area, so even if it's Rabbi Zeichel in Allah, Allah Neitvin, it's not good. I mean, in the original area, only if it's Rabbi Zeichel HaNeitvin, it is good. And in the extended area, yeah, so even if it's Rabbi Zeichel HaNeitvin, it's not good. So now, when he says, Mashma, Filaisa Mikemi Shalhoya No, Hila Be Mitchelose, Hareye Kimayon, that wouldn't be in accordance with the Shita of the Marik. So why does he say, Mashma? Where is that Mashma? The answer is because the Mechaber adapted the Loshon of the Rambam. So whatever he thinks, or the Rishonim say in the Rambam, Mimele has to be mentioned in connection with the Mechaber, because we see that he adapted the Loshon of the Rambam. So that's why he says, Mashma. I mean, on the contrary, I mean, it's from the Loshon here, it's not Mashma then. But he says Mashma because it's a quotation, Mamesh, of the Rambam. Right. Mashma afleis became his. But that's certainly not true according to the Psak of the Ramot, because he says, V'chein nochin lehiris v'hachmir, like Shita Samarik, V'chein kosav Aram, b'shem Rambam. Udeloi, k'mo ishe kosav, b'da k'me ishe, de Arambam svira li k'marik delikam. So certainly, I mean, the Ramot in da k'me ishe, he says that the Rambam himself agrees with the Marik. Marik. So he says, no. Vikosa, vizel sheni. Umi usad yusid the Rabbi Lezer Barab Tzodek. That's what the Rambam says. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what the Rambam says. Umi usad yusid the Rabbi Lezer Barab Tzodek. Sheit ala zichlo the Rabbam leitik. Sheom tayam vizichlin. Afil vishit ezu the Rambam. Vade mashma. Afil amokim shenischach ivan no okoy. Direk lemei madari bom kim meshech hano okoy. Dim kim pshite. Vichigimu tipin yivsul hano ze. So this is what the Rambam says in the Rambam. So the Mail, the Shach says, in view of the fact the Mechaber adapted the Loshon of the Rambam, so the Mechaber Shita is also like that. But that's certainly not the Shita of the Ramos. The Shach says it only the Mechaber. Avo Mariko Sabishir Eshkuf Tesvo Dafilo Azeich Limro Eilu Mitarin Eilu Bimokim Shoyim Alo Shom Bitchilosi. But in the extended area, so it's not mitayah bezeichu. Even though a mute of Maim Shurim was dumped into it. So it's not mitayah. However, if no Maim was dumped, then even the Marik will be made this entire bezeichu. In other words, because the Marik himself says that a bear, a well, is a good Mayon, the Chol Advore, hold over. All right. וכן מידום העניין, the Marik says, שפוסק הרייבת בלחס מקווה שייסא. עד כאן השני. So the Marik says, contrary to what all the other Rishenim say in the name of the Raivet. All the Rishenim say in the name of the Raivet, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, I mean the Ram, they all say in the name of the Raivet, that the Raivet Shite is, that in the original area, so even if it's Rabu Neitvin Ola Zeichlin is kosher. When does Rabbi Tzodik say that Davke Rabu Zeichlin Ola Neitvin, but Rabu Neitvin Ola Zeichlin not? That's an extended area. But the Marik says no. That in the extended area, the Rabbi Chita is that even if it's Rabu Zeichlin Ola Neitvin, it's not kosher. That's contrary to what all the other Rishenim say in the name of the Raivet. At Kol Sheni, Ubis Yosef Docha Dvor, the Das Raivet Div. Das Raivet Div. Vein Zu Asod. So in other words, what does Ubis Yosef say? Ubis Yosef says, like all the Rishenim say, why the Shach just mentions Ubis Yosef when so many Rishenim mention the name of the Raivet, in the name of the Rashbo, the Ram, that Raivet Chita is, that in the original area, even if it's not Rabu Zeichlin Ola Neitvin, it's kosher. And in the extended area, only when it's Rabu Zeichlin Ola Neitvin, but the whole apoches, when it's Rabu Zeichlin Ola Neitvin, the extended area, it is kosher. Why does he have to mention the Bis Yosef? I mean, that Rishenim who say it. All right. Ubis Yosef doch, the Das Arai Vedif. So he says, Vein Zu Asod, Shariko Savechei Midumani. So in other words, because the derech of the Raivet, the derech of the Raivet is that he mentions a certain shite, and then he says and mentions another shite, and he says v'yeshemri. But it doesn't mean that the Raivet has a sofik whether. So he just wants to mention another shite, but the shite that he mentions first, not in the name of v'yeshemri, that's the shite that he agrees with. So because of that, he says, V'chein dimani, V'chein ha'emesh, Sh'arai v'sir bali nefesh, Me'ivi kemandoma, Disfir li'ochi, V'le'avi po'o li'marik, But, the Bis Yosef says, no, the Raivet Shita is different. Why? Even though the Raivet mentions, Ikemandoma, Disfir li'ochi, but since that he mentions, after mentioning the Shita, in Stam, so that means that the Mishnah, that the Shita he mentions Stam, not in the name of a Ikemandoma, but just Stam, that's his Shita. Alright, but it's not a Kasha against the Marik. Maybe Ikemandoma is a Loche, we have a ball in Marik, you arrive at Chilik Eloi. Sukos of Bes Yosef, but there is no doubt, I mean, that Bes Yosef is right. That Bes Yosef is right because all the Rishayim mentioned the name of the Raivet. And they all base it upon the Raivet, all the Rishayim. So, all right. But he just says it's not a asogi on the Marik. Then he mentions something else, the Shach, in the name of Yosef. Umidivre Rabbi Nishim Shem Ve'orosh B'Ferikei Dimikvois Umidivre Amod Chai Perikvois Perikvois Dishvues יש לי חיה גם כן חרן סבירלי תחרן סבירלי in other words the Rash the Bis Yosef says that the Rash ite and the Rosh ite is and the Modrash ite is like the Ram That is, that if it's chopul zeichlin ala neitvin, so then it's mitaya bezeichlin, even the extended there, yeah. So the Shach Yitzchel can be Yosef. When we learn the Mishnayos, I mentioned the Machlikes, the Bes Yosef, and the Shach in regard to the Sheet of the Rash. So he says, ומדיבר רב נשים שם לראש בפרקי נקבויס, מדיבר מאוד חפיר מידי שוויס, יש לחייה גם כן, דחרן סבירה לי. ודלוי כמריק, because the Marik Shita is that in the extended area, even if it's Chobu Zeichla and Eitvin, it's not entire Bezeichla. So he says that the Rashi Shita is not like Marik. Ad mikam Rabbi Yeruchem, Marik Zal, Ad kan Lashem. Vinim shechachav Madani Melech. So he says, in other words, the Bes Yosef and the Madani Melech, they both say that according to the Rash, that the Rash is chilek on the that the Rash is chilek on the Marik, and that the Rash agrees with the Ram. Well, that's strange, because the Rash appears to be the biggest chumrah, more chomachmir than even the Marik. All right, so he says, "V'nim sharacho v'madani melech v'livanti dovo." The other Rabbi Midivri, a Rash, and a Rosh of Mordechai, Elu, Yishli Yichiyad Imarik Svir Alei, Velo Yikya. So the Shach is Chelik Ani Bes Yosef. In other words, the Bes Yosef says that the Rashi is like the Ram, that where you have Robu Zeichlin Ala Neitvin, that in the extended area, so even Robu Zeichlin Ala Neitvin, even Robu Zeichlin Ala Neitvin, is mitaya bezeichlin. Is mitaya bezeichlin. In the extended there. So he says no. And of course, the Bes Yosef is very strange. The Bes Yosef is very strange. Because we see from the Rash, that according to the Rash, he explains the Mishnah, that the Mishnah of Nadal. פרקי משנה גימו, מיון שהוא מושך כנדל, ריבו ומשיחי, so he explains ריבו ומשיחי in the sense that he didn't dump any water, not even one drop of water. He just dug channels, and he thereby manipulated that the water should flow in new channels. So then the halacha is, that in all those places where the water was flowing before he dug the new channels, So that's mitaya bezeichlin. But in the new places where water did not flow, and now it flows without any new water being dumped, just on account of the digging. So it's not mitaya bezeichlin. So in other words, so how can we say that the Rashi is not like the Marik, but it's like the Ram?